Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 8. Yesterday we explored forgiveness. It's a tricky one, but an important one for bringing about change in our relationships. I'm glad you're here today, which means you've accepted my mission from day 7, which is to offer kindness towards a person we have conflict with. This could be someone at work, a family member, or a friend we've fallen out with, or anyone else that comes to mind. But I go for a middle path on who you work with, so maybe not the person you have the biggest challenge with. How are you seeing that person you have conflict with right now? Do you see them as cleverer, less intelligent, respected, disliked, vulnerable, empowered, maybe greedy or foolish or weak? We need to know how our enemy works. I'm just kidding. I think I'm getting into this a bit too much. Let's start our meditation. So, finding your comfortable, upright posture. Sitting nice and tall and dignified, but feeling grounded and safe and held by the surface you're sitting on. And taking a deep breath in. Breathing out and gently closing your eyes. And then shifting your attention to your breath, your breathing. And focusing on it where it feels most comfortable. Noticing where you're drawn towards. And wherever your attention lands, remaining there and paying attention to each and every sensation of your breath. And as you do this, letting go of the day you've had so far and any worries or concerns about the future, maybe the rest of this meditation, maybe the rest of your day, allowing yourself to have this time to build some inner wisdom and learn a little bit more about yourself. And continuing to rest on the sensations of your breathing. Now, bring someone to mind that you have conflict with. Bring them into your awareness. And this might be a challenge, so noticing any aversion in your body as you do this, any resistance, and this is perfectly normal. And as this mission was outlined, we're going to wish them well. So doing this as best you can. So bring this person to mind and wish them well. And saying to them, may ye be well. May ye be happy. May ye be safe. May ye be well. May ye be happy. May ye be safe. And continuing to do this, all the while noticing how you respond to this well-wishing. And just like you, they want to be happy, well, and safe. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. And whatever response comes from these words, allowing it to be there. We're not manufacturing kindness. And if this person has done us wrong, we're not letting them off. We're simply connecting with their deeper human experience and seeing them as essentially like us, wanting to be happy, well, and safe. Congratulations, you've completed your mission. So now gently letting go of this practice. Take a deep breath in. Breathing out. Loosening your shoulders. You can give yourself a virtual pat on the back. Imagine yourself patting yourself on the back, is what I mean. And get a sense of your body for a few moments, sitting and breathing. And then take another deep breath in. Breathing out. And gently opening your eyes as we end this meditation. Believe it or not, this meditation practice has the potential to transform relationships. As we've already explored, it's about breaking down these walls. And we still don't have to like the person, but it's about seeing a little bit of ourselves in them. And this isn't easy. And to make them an alien may seem more satisfying in the first instance. But it's important to notice how we build stories around people, and what we think they're doing, as opposed to what they're actually doing. And as always, you can bring this meditation practice out into everyday life. And as a little experiment, if this is a person you see on a daily basis, try acting with kindness towards them and see how that changes your relationship. Just give it a try. And of course, there's the act of kindness and then genuine kindness. So if that person is maybe your manager and you already act in a nice way towards them, but really don't like them, see if you can shift a little to genuinely be kind to them. Try and see yourself in them and see how that changes your experience. And kindness can also empower us to speak up for ourselves. It's a way of saying, I can see you're like me, but what you're doing is wrong, so I need to speak up. And this can also break the cycle of conflict as well. We often play roles in relationships, and if you always play your role, they'll happily play theirs, and you both get stuck. So it can be helpful to throw a new lease of life into that relationship and surprise them. And you might get some kindness back too. Well done on that one. It was a tricky meditation. Tomorrow in day 10, we're going to look at mindful communication and we're going to tune our listening skills. This is really a key element to maintaining and nurturing our relationships. Tomorrow's going to be a fun one too, and you'll need a music player other than the one you're using right now. So to prepare for tomorrow, have a spare music player and choose your favourite song to listen to. That's all for today. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 9.